This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's DJ Tyre here with you guys with your this week's Warren's World. And this week we got Xavier and Juliana interviewing the homecoming committee. We have Lindasia and Judson interviewing Warrior Alliance. And then we got Ray and Alex interviewing WCTV. So this week is a good week, special week. You guys should enjoy this week. But listen up.
91.1 WEDM, this is Warren's World. We're interviewing the TV kids today. I'm DJ Ray, and I have
DJ Alex.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself? Who do we have here today?
This is Christian Oates, aka Honey Bunch, for WCTV and the Mick Network.
This is Will the Thrill for WCTV and the Mick Network.
Will the Thrill. I really like that. I like that. I like that a lot. So we're going to be asking you guys some questions today. You want to go first, DJ Alex?
Of course, of course. So what do you guys do other than announcements?
Well, other than announcements, like, we go out and we interview people, and that's another thing. For me, I'm in sports, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, it's good stuff.
I am a part of Tri-M, NHS Student Tri-M. Council.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, ma'am.
What's Tri-M?
It's a National Honors Music Society.
I haven't read the paper yet, but...
are you a part of it?
I haven't. I have the paper to sign up. So.
Okay.
So you're semi a part of it.
Yes.
You haven't been accepted yet.
I'm in the process. I'm a part of the baseball team. I'm in marching band, a lot of band stuff, and yeah.
So you're Universal.
You got a lot going on there, I see.
Universal Studios.
So what compelled you, guys to join television instead of radio?
I mean, like, oh, yeah, I'm interested.
Well, I don't know if you know, but my brother Drew Matchett, he's a legend here at Warren Central.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I got to kind of follow in the footsteps.
You'll never uphold to the standards.
That's not what people tell me, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I hope Drew is listening.
You know whose footsteps you can't follow in? Prim. She left an imprint on the school and she took it with her.
I don't know.
James
don't know.
On Michael Jordan? Question mark.
Oh.
Jalen Moore?
You said okay. Michael Jordan. My first thought was Michael Jordan went to the school.
For me, I was already set to take advanced radio, but for Marching Man, we visited Wish TV 8, and it was just something about how they did everything in their studio setup that.
So you're a traitor.
I am not.
You sound like a traitor to me.
I didn't have room in my schedule.
This sounds traitor-esque.
But it made me like, dang, this is pretty cool. And then I auditioned to be an anchor, and surprisingly, I got accepted. So I was like, I knew I had to go with this.
Yeah, makes sense. All right.
So would you recommend that people join TV?
Yeah, I definitely recommend that people join TV. It gives you great opportunities. WCTV and also the Mick Network. I'm going to be doing some sideline reporting and play-by-play at the Mick Network games. So, I mean, it's just opportunities that you can take advantage of. So, yeah.
Use code MICK40.
Yes, actually, you can use that code to get pizza.
Well, yeah, that's 40%. The only thing you guys are good for.
So, another thing. How well do you enjoy TV, and do you wish you hadn't done it?
TV's awesome. There's a lot of good people in there, like my man Honey Bunch over here. So, no, I definitely don't regret it because of the people, my teachers, because they gave me the opportunity, and radio didn't, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It really is a great opportunity, and there's a lot of fun moments and fun people that happen, so I definitely don't regret it.
About how much effort do you put into your roles outside of being on TV?
Yeah, I put in a lot of effort, you know, even if it's just like practicing, like standing in the mirror and going over some lines, so, I don't know, it's something that I can carry on and go to college for. I do want to be an athletic trainer, but definitely taking this class has got me changing my mind and, you know, like doing stuff for ESPN is stuff that I can do later in life.
For me, there's a lot of practice and script writing and interviewing the other people that go into it for me, but yeah.
How often does television conflict with all the other stuff you guys are doing? Because I know you're doing a lot.
Yeah, it does a lot. Like today I'm going to be shooting four different things. Like I have tennis stuff and football stuff. So
bless your soul.
And yeah, classes. So there's just a lot of, it's all about time management really, because there's just a lot of stuff that plays into it and you have a lot of, priorities to get to. So you just have to plan it right.
There is, I have to push back other homework sometimes to make sure I have something for TV done, or I've also been late to my physics class by a long time twice because of TV.
Right, and would you say there are any benefits to being in TV other than being, like, you know, number two to radio?
Yeah.
yeah, there's definitely benefits. You can kind of promote yourself out at Warren Central, and you know, I'm on sports pretty much every Tuesday and Friday, and, you know, I just walk around school and, hey, that's that guy on the news. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't
cool.
even watch the news.
Okay, well, that's good for you. But, yeah, it's just cool to get recognized for the things that you do and your hard work.
Yeah, same for me. It's just people see me around school, they're like, oh, that's him, that guy. And even though they probably don't remember my name, it's still just that guy works.
Yeah. Even now, I'm still like, oh, hey. Those people, like,
I mean, yeah,
they're on the television in the morning
sometimes. How does it feel being inferior to radio?
Yeah, how does it feel, guys?
Next question, please.
I'm keeping that one in. Okay, so have you guys?
So that he says, like, we like botch it up where it's like we are inferior.
Yes. So have you guys ever been interviewed by Warren's World before? Or just any of our podcasts?
Yeah, I have been interviewed. I was interviewed by Jaren for tennis, and that was pretty cool. So, yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. What about you, Christian?
This is my first podcast, but it makes me feel important.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so is that meaning you guys would come back if we ever needed you?
No doubt. I'd definitely come back.
I thought you just said no, and I was like, okay.
I plan on stealing both of your spots for Warren's World next year.
Oh, no, that's not possible.
I don't think that's going to happen, Chief.
Ty wouldn't have you. So. You guys can work for Inside the Huddle or something.
Yeah, that's for sports. Yikes. We do the interesting stuff.
Yeah, not talk.
This isn't interesting.
This is, oh, wow. Yeah, you guys aren't interesting. Makes sense.
I know.
Just insulted everybody in this room at the same time.
Oh, okay, well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
I know timing was a little weird in getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys for listening to another one of our podcasts. Hopefully you'll listen to the next one. DJ Ray out.
Christian_Oates on Instagram.
Give him a follow. Yeah. Bye, guys.
I'm with Lindasia, and I'm with
Jaden.
And we're here with another edition of Warren's World. Jaden is part of the club Warrior Alliance, and he's going to explain what it is and what they do.
Well, basically, Warrior Alliance was created to be a safe space for people of the LGBTQ+ and allies. And what we do as a club, we will meet every so often on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we would just get together. Sometimes we would have, like, important discussions about LGBTQ topics and stuff like that. We would have guest speakers. And sometimes we would just play Kahoot or, like, do some arts and crafts or, like, some real laid-back like that. It's just basically a safe place for allies and LGBTQ people to meet other people and just mingle and just have fun.
Are there any, the teacher for this?
We have a new sponsor. Her name is Miss Genders. And our old sponsor, Miss Buckwright, actually moved schools. So,
did Miss Buckwright start a club like at her new school?
I'm not sure. I haven't been keeping up with her.
Do you know if there's any other similar clubs like this at other schools?
I know that other schools are considering it, but there's not any solidified clubs that I know of. But I know that the idea is starting to become more popular.
That's good.
Do y'all do any field trips?
Unfortunately not. Not last year, at least. We were planning to, but we just never got to it.
Has the club grown from last year to this year?
I actually wasn't able to attend the first meeting, but what I can say is from my freshman year to sophomore year, I'm a junior now, it got a lot larger because it used to just be at least only seven of us my freshman year, but now, like, sophomore year last year, it was more than 60 people came, like, the very first meeting. So it definitely did grow.
Wow.
So is there anyone that, I guess, sponsors, well, not sponsor, but attend those meetings that's not LGBTQ?
Yes, I know, like, are you talking about adults or just people, like, students I know?
Students.
Well, I know my best friend, Kania, she's not LGBTQ. She's just an ally, but she will come with me every meeting. And I know it was a few others. I didn't know them personally, but, like, when we did introductions, there would be a few straight people there, and it would just be, like, a comfortable place.
How has Warrior Alliance impacted your life?
Effort. It gave me the confidence to start joining more clubs because it was one of the first clubs that I joined, and I was kind of scared to get out there and join different types of, you know, groups and after-school clubs because I didn't know what I was getting into, so it kind of boosted my confidence there a little bit.
How many friends have you made being a part of a Warrior Alliance? How many friends have you made, you know, mingling with the people in there?
I've made quite a few, actually. I don't speak to them every day, but, like, you know, if I see them in the hallway, it'll be like a hi, or, like, I've definitely introduced myself to a lot more people. So, yeah, I have met a few friends, and I've made connections through people that were in that club. So,
how can you join?
You can join by, we do have a Google Classroom. I don't have the class code, but if you email Miss Genders and ask, I'm pretty sure she'll give it to you, or you can just come to the next meeting and see what they got going on.
What is the environment like in there?
The environment, I know last year was very energetic. It was, it's no shade, but we had a lot of freshmen. So, like, the energy was very high. Everybody was excited, you know, this new club that they didn't have at the middle school. Now they got it at the high school. So it was a lot of excitement and just energetic energy going on. But once we got, like, settled down, it calmed down, but, like, it's just very positive. It's no, like, nobody has an attitude. You don't see nobody looking all mad. It's everybody smiling, just having a good time.
When was it created?
I'm not sure when, like, the group itself was created, but I do know the old sponsor, Miss Bugright, she had worked at the school for, like, 7 years, so I don't know, like, how long ago that she did start it, but I know that she's been the spearhead of the group and the movement.
What's the next event that y'all are planning or would like people to know about?
I'm not sure about the next major event. I think for now the club is just starting to see beginning, like, how many people are in, so we can kind of plan and coordinate based off of that. So I'm not sure about, like, the next major event, but I do know that we are always welcoming new people to come and join.
Have you guys thought of any events to do? Because I know there's other clubs that they do, you know, marches and parades. And
yes.
Warrior Alliance is like a, you know, it's like a club that you would think would do stuff like that and get involved in the community. So.
Mm-hmm. I know last year we planned, like, movie trips, like, there would be, like, certain types of movies, and we were, like, plan for, like, everybody to go on a certain day, or we were gonna plan a field trip to, like, a museum, or, like, it's this one place, I don't know what it's called, but, like, it's specifically for LGBTQ, and it's, like, downtown. We were gonna go there, but some of these things didn't, like, come into fruition, so, like, so I don't know, but yeah, we do, like, plan stuff. It just doesn't always happen.
Benefits of this class?
The benefits of joining this club would just be that you would get to learn and immerse yourself in, like, topics that are about LGBTQ. Because I find that, like, when there's hate speech or, like, when there's people being hateful towards that group, it's just because of ignorance or not knowing certain things. So if you join the group and just give it a chance, it most definitely will be informational in a way.
What are you looking forward to being in this group?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the new members. You know, unfortunately I missed the first meeting, so I don't know who's in the group particularly, but I'm excited to meet the new sponsor and just see what exactly we have going on this year.
So you said Warrior Alliance kind of got you ready for to get more active. Mm-hmm. Have you been to, like, what school events have you been to?
I know that I participated in the Christmas, like, with the, you know how, like, it, the they sponsor kids and they give the kids gifts and stuff? Yeah, mm-hmm. I got involved with that. We had a, it wasn't for Warrior Alliance. I didn't think they sponsored a group, but, like, I joined a group that sponsored the kids, so I got into that.
Have you been to any football games?
No. Only because, like, I've just never been into sports like that. Okay, so, okay. I mean, like, all the football games and the basketball games, that's not really my thing. But, like, back to school night, I know I've been there. Like, I'm just starting to get more involved.
And that's because of Warrior Alliance?
Yes. Like, that was kind of like the catalyst of me being like, oh, I should join this, or this sounds interesting, let me go there. Like, yeah, stuff like that.
Are there any, like, student leaders of the group?
Student leaders. I think we had a president, but he was a senior and he graduated now, so I don't know if we're going to have a president again or if we're going to vote or anything like that, but I do know that he was basically kind of like one of the teachers in how, like, the group was run. I know he was definitely a big part of that.
So this group, is it just, like, seasonal or is it, like, all year round?
It's all year round, I would say. Sometimes, like, the meeting dates are iffy because, you know, it's so many groups, like, on one day, and, like, sometimes we have to cancel stuff because, you know.
Oh, wait, so, like, y'all don't all come together? Y'all separate from?
No, like, we all come together. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, like, sometimes things just come up sometimes. So sometimes, like, dates that we would plan, I think we tried to meet, like, once a month last year on Tuesday, the first Tuesday or, like, the first Thursday. I don't know specifically, but sometimes the day would be shifted, or we would have morning meetings sometimes, too. So
just because other people were involved with other clubs, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's just very busy.
If you would have a field trip this year, where would you pick for y'all to go?
Oh, that's hard. I'm actually not sure. I would actually like to go to, like, on one of those movie trips that we plan, because it just sounds like something that'll be fun, you know, just like everybody come along and then, like, we watching a movie together, and it'll be like a nice little, like, hanging out little thing. I don't know.
Well, this was Warren's World with Juddy and Lindasia and Jaden. We'll see you guys next time on 91.1 WEDM.
Bye.
What's up, Warriors? This is another segment of Warren's World on 91.1 WEDM. I'm Xavier, your host, and I have my co-host with me,
Juliana.
And today we got two very important people, as always. Guys, introduce yourself.
I'm Dariana Tishner.
I'm Jake Wanley.
And what do you guys do?
We are student council officers, and I am in charge of social media, and Jake is in charge of
public relations.
What other activities are you guys in? Because I know both of you guys kind of do a lot around the school.
I run track and I cheer.
I'm on the football team. I'm in NHS. And I'm pretty sure I do some other stuff. I just don't remember.
All right. And the reason we have you guys here today is next week is going to be a pretty big week for the Warrior Nation.
Yes, I'm so excited, actually. Yep. So excited. Homecoming week.
Now, off the bat, do you guys know the themes for homecoming week?
Yes. For, like, the dress-up days, the spirit days, Monday we don't have school. Tuesday is tutus and ties, so you wear tutus or you can wear ties. For Wednesday, it's workout Wednesday, so you wear appropriate workout gear that you will work out in. For Thursday, it's three-stripe Thursday, so you'll be Adidas down. For teachers, it's alumni day.
Okay.
Friday is, of course, black and gold day, and it's the football game. And that starts at 7. And on Saturday, it's homecoming dance, you know, and that starts at 8.
And I'm sure both
of you... It starts at 8 o'clock. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And I'm sure both of you guys will be attending homecoming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I will be going, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Juliana, you're going?
Yeah.
And, like, we've done homecoming week in the past where, you know, like, usually the seniors step out a lot on homecoming week. What do you got, like, what's different that's going to separate from last year to this year?
This year we hope to have better participation in the themes, because last year that they were kind of lame, so nobody really wanted to participate in the spirit days.
Yeah.
And this year we tried to come up with better and more elaborate themes so that everybody could participate and everybody would want to participate.
All right. Are there any, like, certain days you guys are going to be looking forward to, like, in particular?
I'm definitely looking forward to tutus and ties.
Me too.
Just because I think that's going to be a fun day. And then Wednesday, because that's my birthday, turn up, I'm going to be 18.
18.
Wow.
You already know.
Oh, and on Wednesday, we have a movie night.
You do?
Yes, on Wednesday. It's movie night on the football field. We're watching Waterboy.
For seniors and juniors only, right?
Yes. Seniors and juniors only.
And what time? Like, around what time?
The gates open up at 6:30, I believe, but the movie starts at 7 or 7:15, and we have a food truck, so you can get food if you get there. We'll have tacos.
Wait, so are, like, do you have to buy your tickets ahead of time, or?
Yes, we'll have the sale going on to where you can buy tickets for, they're only $3, so.
Wow.
For, like, that first, like, 4 days before Wednesday.
It'll be the Tuesday and Wednesday, because Monday we don't have school, and we're just going to sell them in lunch.
And what, like, I heard you guys say food trucks. Can you give us, like, more information on that?
We're going to have one of our officers' dads is a food truck owner, so we're going to have his food truck come over, which is tacos. I'm not sure the actual name of the food truck, but I know that it's Tacos Incorporated, and so we're going to have tacos and taco-themed food.
You're going to need your student ID. You guys are going to need your student ID, right?
Yeah, you have to have your student ID to buy your ticket to get into, for both, for homecoming and for the movie night. So make sure you have your ID. You're going to have it to get in to both events. And if you don't have it, then they'll send you away. They don't care if you bought the ticket or not.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget, Friday, homecoming game. Turn up. Got to make a lid in the pit. And bring out that dub.
Jake will be playing in that game, so come out and support him.
Definitely number 50 on the field, number one in your heart.
And, and also, happy birthday in advance to Jake, because, you know, I'm sure this will be out before that.
But, right on.
The food truck at the movie, that's going to be another thing that's, like, new this year, right?
Yes, that's new, because the movie night went so great last year, we thought that we could add something more spectacular, so even since we're having more people join us, so we thought we could have a food truck instead of popcorn and the usual food groups.
Yeah, and I remember last year, it was only seniors, but I feel like, you know, I guess us last year, since we're seniors now, we kind of complained a lot about that, and we really wanted to get in. So now this year it is juniors and seniors. Oh, yeah. Music for homecoming.
The music will be, we haven't really gone into the music into too much depth yet, but we're having
the same DJ from Beast Prom.
Swift. Yeah, we have a contract with Beast Swift, I believe, from 96.3. So he'll be DJing homecoming. And from what happened at prom last year, with how people didn't really like how he was playing the music, I don't remember exactly what it was, but we told him. We told him about the complaints and told him what exactly we were told.
Yeah,
so he said he's going to bring his A game.
All right, that's good to hear.
Definitely.
And
do you guys even know how, like, the cost of the tickets for homecoming this year?
$10.
It's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are no guests for homecoming at any level.
Really? Not even seniors?
Nope.
There's no room.
So it's that's like the only change, or is there any more changes?
That's the only change, I believe. Oh, also, there's no VIP room or VIP ticket this year. And also, you have to have your ID. So the way that we did prom last year is you had to have your ID, and they would scan the barcode, and that's how they knew that... That's how they knew that you had bought your ticket. So this year they're going to do the same thing for homecoming, where you're going to scan your ID when you buy your ticket so that they check you down. They put you on a list that you bought it, and then you're going to have to recheck in once you buy your ticket and come into the homecoming dance itself.
So bring your ticket to homecoming, or bring you won't
ID.
Be able to get
also,
in. Your ID.
Bring IDs to almost every event this year. IDs are really important this year in Warren, guys. And
wait, Jake,
aren't you running for homecoming king?
Oh, yeah, I'm running for homecoming king.
You got any more information on that? Like, who else is running and stuff?
I don't know. They didn't tell me.
They haven't? All right.
I just, you know, vote for your boy.
We'll vote for Jake Wellman.
Just so I could be like...
We are...
All right, and like the...
I'll say that again.
The theme for homecoming, like...
The theme is retro diner. Like
record of the year.
Yeah, record of the year. I think that'll be the slogan for the.
So would that be like a 70s thing, kind of?
Yeah.
So is there a certain dress code?
No, you can wear whatever, not whatever.
Like but it's formal? A dress
code. Yeah, it's still formal wear. Whatever you would like to wear. It's just that's just what the decorations will be as.
Okay.
So. It's like a grease type of decoration, if that makes sense. Grease or hairspray.
I know last year the theme was A Night in Paris, right? So yes. Is there like a certain hashtag that we're doing this year or?
We have yet to come up with one, if it is going to be one. But it is, because I have to come up with it. I'm tripping. I have to come up with that. That was my duty today. So there is going to be a theme, and it'll be on the Student Council Instagram and the Student Council Twitter. So you can go follow those.
What are the apps?
Yeah, what's that app?
The app for Student Council, the Student Council Instagram is WC_Stuco, which is the letters WNC_Stuco. And for Twitter, it is, I believe, the same thing.
All right.
And for Twitter, it's WC_Stuco1.
And for the food for homecoming, do you guys have any information on that?
I think that it'll just be snacks like usual, but yeah. I highly suggest the Applebee's or Steak and Shake.
After?
Yes.
And shout out to our sponsor, Texas Roadhouse. Right. Always believe in them.
Usually most of the time, like, I never really see people eating at homecoming.
Yeah, no. It's either, like, it's getting really hot, you know, buy something to drink, you know.
Right.
So bring, like, a few dollars for a water bottle.
Right. You know, make sure y'all bring something to carry y'all stuff in, too.
Wait, but last year they had, like, the tables where you got a ticket and you guys are still having that, or?
No, that was the VIP thing. So that was included with the VIP package, and we talked to the students from last year that went and people who graduated, and we discussed as a group, and we decided that on behalf of the whole student population, it wasn't popular enough and people didn't really like it all that much, so we thought there's no reason to
prolong it.
Right.
All right. And is there anything else, like, important, like, just important facts you guys think you need to add about this week?
Dress up, participate, especially for your seniors, because it's your last year to support your school and be a part of the Spirit Week. So make sure you dress up and make sure you bring your IDs to, if you're attending the homecoming football game, make sure you bring your IDs so you can get into that on our side and support their football team. And if you're going to the homecoming dance, make sure you buy your tickets and bring your ID so you can get into the game. I mean, the dance.
Definitely. And also, come in, no drama, be safe.
Yeah, no drama, please.
Yeah, no drama.
And just have fun. Yeah, just
right.
Have fun, turn up. You only get to be young once.
Yeah.
You're going to be like 70 years old trying to dance on our hips out.
It's your last year, like your last homecoming for high school.
Right, I don't want to be the class that gets remembered as being lame.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
Participate in all the dress-up days, have fun, be goofy, do everything that freshmen are like, well, I want to do that when I hope we're that lit when we're seniors.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. That was Jake and Darian.
Two R's, one N.
Sorry. That was Jake and Dariana, and that was another segment of Warren's World with Xavier and
Juliana.
And be sure to check us out next week on 91.1 WEDM.
And we out.
That's the end of the segment. I hope you guys enjoyed, because I enjoyed it. So I'm pretty sure you guys enjoyed it. But join us next time right here on 91.1 WEDM's Warren's World.